Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm Scott Klein. I'm here with Ron. Well, how do you say your last name again?
Maturo.
Okay, I didn't want to get that wrong. But Ron, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you. Why don't you take a few minutes and introduce yourself?
First of all, I'm glad to be here.
Yep.
My name is Ron. I'm a PI manager for the SQL security team in LDC.
Awesome. And you're here at TechReady, but you're from Israel, right?
Yes.
So it's awesome. I'm glad you're here, really, because there's a whole week. We got a bunch of probably half of Microsoft in town for TechReady, so that's awesome. So today's topic is really, really interesting, and I think it's going to be a good one because we talk about from Azure SQL Database, you know, kind of. You know, one of the limitations is not a bad one, but you know, kind of an encryption. How do we hide data? How do we, you know, encrypt data? How do we mask data? And you're actually here to talk about one of the ways that we can sort of data masking, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So
what is data masking? How do we do this in Azure SQL Database?
Okay. So basically, maybe let's start with the needs.
Okay.
So what is the need for dynamic data masking? So there is two main needs: services, cloud services, and service in general would like to achieve regulatory compliance. So their users feel more confidence when their services meet the privacy standards.
Right. So because we're asking people to take their data, put it in the cloud.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's kind of there's sort of a fear, right? And there's some, like you said, there's some compliance issues around that, right? So how do we meet those compliance?
So we made this compliance by obfuscating the data in the data resource in the database.
Mm-hmm.
So non-privileged user will not be able to see the data in the clear form. So they will see it in the obfuscated mode.
So we can say this person. So it sounds like you can get very granular. This person can see the data unmasked, but this person cannot see the data unmasked.
Exactly. Okay. Only privileged user will be able to see the data unmasked.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Great. So solving two problems, right? From a compliancy standpoint, and you know, compliancy regulatory, and just from the fear of people putting the data up in the cloud, right?
Exactly. And it's important to mention that it's only. Not just the application layer. Also, a lot of services allow developers to access the database for troubleshooting purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So they run SQL queries on a database and would like to mask data to hide the personal information from those queries.
That makes
sense. So it's another way of protecting this sensitive data.
Good. Excellent. All right, and then how is it very easy to do? And you know, where do we go? So we understand why. What's next? I mean, is it very easy to implement? And how do we go from there?
Yeah, so it's very simple. The feature is available in the Azure portal. You go ahead and define a set of masking rules,
mm-hmm.
which define which data to mask and how to mask it.
Okay.
And an ability to define the privileged users will be exempt from these masking rules.
Right through the portal.
Yeah. Okay. And in addition, they can use the standard API if they prefer to.
Okay.
And that's it.
So I guess we should be clear here. This is in public preview, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Just so, and... public preview. So feel free to start using this service. So I can do it through the portal. I can do it through the API.
Yeah.
Right. Excellent. So and it sounds very simple to do.
Yeah. And I will show you.
Perfect. All right. Let's jump right in.
Okay. So.
We're back here on this screen.
Okay. So. I created in advance some table server, some data database. So the first thing, in order to enable it, you need to select the database.
Okay.
Go directly to the auditing and security tab.
Yep.
And here is all the security features that are available for using. So you drill down to the data masking section.
Yep.
And it's very simple and intuitive UI. You simply enable it.
Okay.
And define the privileged login users, which again, those are the login users that will be exempt from the masking rules.
Yeah, those that are in users in that specific database in Azure SQL Database. Right?
Exactly.
So just to be clear, this is SQL authentication, not Windows Auth. So these will be SQL users.
Yes.
Correct?
Okay. Yes. Exactly. And in addition, there is this set of masking rules. And you can see here, I have in my database, I created an employee tables, and there is a set of sensitive data like social security number, phone number, and email,
mm-hmm.
which I decided to mask. There is a set of masking functions, which is available, some predefined and some custom.
Okay.
As you can see, I can edit it. So I can add another mask or edit another mask. So in this masking configuration, you can select the table, you can select the column,
mm-hmm.
and you can select the masking format. Click and save.
Now let's go back to that real quick when this is done. So we said, let's go ahead and click edit again. Just pick one.
Yeah.
What's the difference between here, partial masking, and what are our options there, actually?
Yeah, so eventually there is a set of masking formats. So according to the format, if you're using the credit card number and you want to expose just the 4-digit, but in the way that the credit card is presented, so you will select that one.
Oh, okay.
The social security number has a different format.
Okay.
We intend to get an advanced custom format later on, which will enable to address different data types, categories. Yeah.
Okay, so I can be very granular as to how I want to mask the data, right?
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Good. All right, excellent. Good. So I've set, at this point, I've configured my masking for 3 fields, right? So social security number, phone number, and email,
mm-hmm.
right? What does that look like now when I query the table then?
Okay, so let's take a look. So now I'll access the database using the SSMS. So I will start by using a standard user login, which is not the privileged user.
Okay.
And as you can see, I have here a table, the employees table, that I just decided to mask and this sensitive data.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an example here of a simple queries that select the data. Anyway, I have two connections here. One of them is using the admin, which is the privileged users. And one of them is using the standard users.
Okay, so the tech ready guy, he's the non-privileged, so he's going to see the masked data.
Exactly, this is the admin, yeah.
And the admin guy is going to see the full data, non-masked.
Exactly,
data, right?
So when I run the query from the admin user, so I will run it, as then you can see, all the data is shown in the clear format.
Number,
so you see the phone
number,
security number, email.
Okay.
But when I access the database using the standard users.
Yeah, we have to reconnect
there.
Reconnect,
yeah. Just there. Okay, so now when we run it from the standard users
mm-hmm.
and run the SQL statement, so the same SQL statement, select statement, will show me the data in the mask format. So the phone number, I selected the full masking.
Mm-hmm.
The social security number, I decided to select the masking format that exposed the last 4 digits.
Yeah, the partial, yeah,
yeah.
So we only see the last 4.
Yes,
okay.
And the email, I decided to use also the partial masking, which exposed the domain name and the first digit of the email.
Okay.
So this is very, again, useful, either if it's a direct access or if it's application that runs these queries. And
okay.
That's it as well.
So is there anything that the user needs to, or I guess the admin needs to know? So let's jump back to the portal for a second. So if I'm a user and I'm just configuring data, or like the portal user, I'm configuring data, is there anything I need to know, just enable, who can see it and just configure, and I go from there?
That's it.
So what if I'm how does this work from the application standpoint? So if I got an application, how do I configure this so that when the user itself, right, is that just going to, I can see it not being a very big issue because this just lists who can see it, and typically it's going to be masked for everybody except in that list, right?
So this is a very good question. When the application wants to use the database dynamic data masking, they will need to use a two set of connection. One set of connection will use the privileged logins,
okay.
And when they are in the pages, when users are allowed to see the data,
okay.
They will use this connection. And when they are getting into pages, when they want to mask data, they need to use the second connection. Again, currently they need to use do their mapping between their application users and the SQL user in the application
okay.
users. But still, it's much more simple to do than the current effort they need to do it, you know,
right.
Instead of doing it now. Because once you protect the data on the database, so you don't need to worry about all the pages that queries the data.
Right.
So it's one place to protect, and all the
all
the sensitive data are being masked on the different places when it's displayed.
Okay. So it's fairly simple then. Like if I've got an application, I know just know that this, you know, people coming in with this connection are going to have masked data, and people coming in with this connection are going to have unmasked data. Right?
Exactly.
Might be a little more overhead and a little more maintenance, but not that much, right?
Yeah, and another good important point is that the masking is done on the query result. So all the existing queries that application runs today does not need to change. So it's the same query. We simply mask the data when the result is being retrieved for the application layer.
Okay.
So there is no change in that perspective of changing the queries itself.
Right. Okay, so the so the data is actually masked on the return of the data.
Exactly.
Okay, well that's good to know. So for those writing applications on that. So it's not stored, just to be very clear, it's not stored masked,
mm-hmm.
but it's masked on the return.
Exactly, the data in the database remain intact.
Exactly.
So there is no changes at all.
Yeah,
so
but this helps us meet the kind of sort of the regulatory and compliance issues that we talked about earlier, right?
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. So this seems fairly easy, fairly normal to do, so not a lot of overhead, but this is one of the big things that I think are preventing people from adopting, you know, SQL database, Azure SQL database, is that, look, how do I protect my data? And this is one, and this is a very significant way of protecting that data.
Exactly. It's important to mention that this feature is a complementary feature. It's important to use the other features as well.
Yes.
The auditing, the firewall setting, the encryption. So this is like another protection layer for the data itself.
Yeah, we pass that up here is the auditing, right? Where we can say, hey, how do I audit this, right? And auditing is just, you know, kind of like a change data capture. Who did what in my database? So combined, we can actually get a fairly almost parity level with SQL Server almost, right? So
yeah.
Nice. Still, you know, not quite, but almost there, getting closer. So, Ron, thank you so much for coming. This has been fantastic. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Everyone, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.